Remember, you can get in touch with the studio at KCL Radio on email. We've had emails from Duray, who says, I'm personally in favour of removing Lord Carey's window from the Strand campus. She said he has publicly said that homosexuals should not have the same right as heterosexuals. He does not have a right to say that. Today we've got our exclusive interview with Lord Carey, the controversial King's alumnus who offended many with his comments around the same-sex marriage debate. I met him last Monday in the House of Lords.
Two key issues during your time as Archbishop were women priests, which you introduced, and the ordination of openly gay men. Is the Church always on issues such as these one step behind the general consensus?
Well, that may be the case. On the other hand, actually, if you look at what the Church is doing, our comments on women, our comments on sexuality is a really tiny element in what the Church's message is. I mean, sadly, that's the thing that's picked up.
Many were upset by your comments, aligning those against your campaign with Nazis. In hindsight, was that wise for the debate?
Well, I mean, I was greatly misunderstood by that, Luke. I mean, what was happening there? Nick Clegg had started calling us bigots. And at the coalition, I think, launch, I happened to make one point.
You said, remember the Jews in Nazi Germany.
Yes.
What started against them was when they were called names.
And my illustration, historical illustration, was that, bear in mind what happened, the first step to the lack of freedom for Jews was when the Germans started to call them names. It was simply an illustration. Why should you do that? There's no reason for it.
But I guess the flip side of that argument would be people saying that you're trying to frame the debate so it's persecuting people who are married, when many people might see it as the other way around.
Well, you see, it's like anything else, isn't it? It was a tiny thing. It was after my presentation. So it wasn't even the presentation at all. Because I do respect other people's opinion. I respect Nick Clegg. Why did he have to say that?
What is the Church's issue with the same-sex marriage bill? What was the problem that made you vote against it?
Well, in my case, it was that I was defending marriage. And
do you think marriage would be under threat?
I think the evidence, it will be under threat, and it is under threat when you actually change the understanding of marriage. I mean, it's a huge leap, isn't it, from the historically defined association of man and woman till death us do part. So we've changed the law. I still think it's wrong. My wife and I were the guests at a relationship between two men. And we know one of them very well indeed.
What did they think about your views on the same-sex marriage?
Yes, they knew my views strongly. They understood it. They respected it. I was invited to their nuptials, and they called it a marriage.
And did that upset you that they called it a marriage?
No, not a bit. It was their understanding. They asked me to say a prayer. I said a prayer. You can actually say, I think this is wrong, but I know these people so well.
Did you say to them that it was wrong at the time?
Well, they've known I've known this fellow for so many years.
So there we go. That was the interview. We're going to be speaking to our guests in the studio in a moment, but let me just quickly get a few tweets in that have been sent in. This is from Ben Jackson, former editor of the student newspaper Raw. The Dean using Tutu's careful comments about Carey stinks of desperation. Free speech does not equal the right to contribute to the oppression of a marginalised community. Reese Warren on Twitter, I think it's a total travesty that we live in a society where people have to force people into apologising for their religious beliefs via threats.